We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The legislature is still on first adjournment, and while the paperwork of the bills they pass are being processed by staff and delivered to the governor's desk for her to sign, veto, or let it roll into law without her signature, she has been busy with her veto, Ben, as I most certainly am quite frustrated with at the onset of our talk today. So she is setting up another busy veto session for the legislature when they come back. Joining us now to give us a preview of that veto session is the great Kansas Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Mr. Speaker, thank you for coming online and joining us today.
Michael, it is certainly my pleasure. And boy, does the governor have a veto pen. She's got 11 of them out there so far.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's just starting.
Well, you see, John, I said I have, you know, 5 to 7 bills I care about that she's vetoed. Yep. You added an extra 3, and now we have Mr. Speaker saying, technically it's 11 now.
Yeah, she's a piece of work.
There's 11 of them, but, you know, out of that 11, Michael, there's a few that we probably just can't override. We just don't have the numbers, but
sure.
There's quite a few that we can. Senate Bill 233, which is the transgender, a non-affirming, actually we call it help not harm bill. I think we should be able to get an override on that. The sugaring bill, which is Senate Bill 434, probably not. I think we only had 72 or 73 votes on that one, so that's probably not going to work. We had the abortion reporting bill. We should actually get a really nice veto on that, as well as the abortion coercion bill. Rules and regs, possible. That's House Bill 2648. And the plastic bags, probably not. We didn't get hardly enough votes. Well, we got enough votes to pass it, but not enough for a big override.
Okay, so
that was actually her first set. And then last Friday, she had a whole another set that she vetoed.
She really wants us to not use plastic bags at Dillon's. I really don't understand this. Why? Okay. Anyway, I'm moving on. So she has vetoed a number of bills, like you had mentioned, pregnancy crisis center fundings, abortion coercion, your bill, help not harm, regulatory checks that we put on government bureaucracies. So much for being middle of the road. But what is this I hear about a bill that you guys had passed out? Increasing penalties for killing police dogs.
Yeah, that was I still don't get that one. Out of all of the bills for her to, you know, she's actually fairly predictable. All of these bills, I would guess that she would, but that one just surprised me. It really surprised me because her veto message said that, you know, that the penalty was maybe not in line with other penalties, and we've heard that objection, but quite frankly, get the other ones up where they should be instead of pulling this one down. That's my point. When I found out it was only a $500 fine when you killed a police dog or a police horse or injured them. I thought, wow, we got to do something about this. And so we actually did some studying to see what other states had done. Some were much more severe penalties than what we use here in this one. I would say that these are kind of, I think we struck the right balance here. And I think we'll override her veto. We had probably, close to 100 people that voted yes for that. Now, it wasn't quite as good in the Senate, but there were some people that I think can be reached and hopefully, get them on board. This is a bill that just needs to, we just need to override her. It's horrible.
So like almost on all the other bills that you have passed, you guys have done your homework on this. So it's not like you're pulling this out of thin air, saying that this is what you want to pass because you feel good. No, you see a problem, you research it, you try to fix it, and you craft a bill to fix that problem, and you send it to Laura Kelly's desk. And because she has an inability to let things go, she feels that she could veto this. Well, for listeners out there, I saw this on Twitter, and I thought this was very appropriate. So after she vetoed, that bill increasing penalties for killing or injuring police dogs, your office put out the Wicked Witch of the West. And you put Laura Kelly's face on it, and you painted it green, and you put the little caption down here: "I'll get you, law enforcement, and your little dogs too." And it's a shame you have to get there, because it's such common sense policy. And I'm not saying that this is, paramount, but it's the feature that tells you what's going on with every other bill that you guys are sending out to her desk. Pulling back the fourth regulatory state, making sure you can't push any type of abortion coercion. Transparency. 9 to 10 out of these bills here are really efforts of transparency, and Laura Kelly wouldn't even give you that.
Yeah, like abortion reporting. I mean, so you're going to veto because undoubtedly she doesn't want anybody to know why a person's getting an abortion. Don't you think that's an important thing to know? Because maybe there's some way that you can help that person, and then that baby could live instead of die through an abortion. I don't understand her when it comes to some of these items. And, of course, she's got so many. I mean, there's just so many things that she's going to veto yet to come. She's just started. There's 11 out there, but she has just started. The veto pen is going to be hot and heavy this week.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Dan, you mentioned, by the way, and, we talk about her being middle of the road. I think she's in a lane on the road, and she's in the middle. She's just in the middle of the left lane on the road. So, I think we got to keep that in mind.
I call it the left ditch, actually.
That's good. That's better than my analogy. You mentioned there's more to come. Can you give us an idea? Obviously, the tax bill, my money is on veto. I think she, like Michael mentioned earlier, I think she's just used that revenue, consensus revenue, as a cover. I think she's going to veto it. She'll just have to come up with some malarkey excuse for why. But I think she vetoes that. Can you talk about that?
Well, I think number one, she thought, which a lot of us probably thought, that they were going to adjust down the consensus revenue estimate would be adjusted down. And instead, this year is flat. Next year, it's increasing again. They see, a good economic forecast for next year. So I think that took that away from her. She was going to use that as part of her story about why she was going to veto the tax bill. Now she's got to come up with something different. And I think what she's going to do is she's just going to say, oh, it's too expensive. You know, the when you add all of the things up that we're spending money on, that it's just too expensive and we're just not going to do it. So I actually think that with the vote that we had in the House, which was just a massive vote, 119 to zero, massive. The Senate was 25-9. And I actually think that in the Senate, they can come up with a couple. I want to do a veto override, because I truly think that we'll show her that there are people out there that believe that, you know, it's time to give some of this money back to the taxpayers. You know, it's a state was never, especially a state the size of ours, was never meant to have $5 billion or $4.5 billion sitting in the bank in a rainy day fund, holding, you know, money instead of giving it back to the citizens of the state, the taxpayers. So we're going to take an override attempt, and if it doesn't work, then we'll have to figure out what's left to do. But, this will be her, third or fourth veto in a two-year period on taxes. She literally has never let a tax bill that we have presented her go into law. So this one's going to be the same way, I believe.
Yeah.
Now, I would love to see her, you know, make me wrong, you know. Go out there and do something that's right, Governor, and Dan Hawkins will admit, man, I called that one wrong, but I just don't think I'll be wrong. I think she'll veto it.
We're approaching double digits now since she's been in office of vetoing a tax relief provision. And I think you're exactly right. She might just say that's too expensive, even though when she's saying too expensive, she means, you know, $30-40 million, which in terms of the state budget is quite frankly, pennies. Not only that, but I looked at there are four Democrat governors, four states out there with a similar political makeup to Kansas, right? Republican legislature, Democrat governor, four Democrat governors who have signed income tax cuts that is bigger than what the legislature here in Kansas has put out there. And those four Democrat governors have signed it. So when she talks about it being expensive, it has no basis in reality. It's really just about what she wants and whether she can get, whether she can control, you know, Kansans' wallets or not.
Dan, with $5 billion in reserve, and that's obscene. That is, frankly, it's disgusting. It just enrages me that the state is sitting on that much of our money. How can she possibly justify not giving some of that money back? I don't know how do Democrats not insist on it?
Well, I think the Democrats are probably going to, some of them are going to say, no, Governor, we're not paying attention to you. We're going to vote for the tax cut. I think in the House, I think you'll see probably at least half of them that will stay on board even if she vetoes it. And so it'll be an overwhelming veto in the House. I think there is a possibility that in the Senate you could see a Democrat come on board, maybe a couple. The Democrats have been a lot more against this tax package in the Senate, and nobody can really figure out why. I don't know why they are, except that couldn't be that reason, because they didn't like flat taxes anyway. So I'm not sure what their deal was. Maybe it's just because the governor didn't like it. It's the reason why they didn't like it. They do tend to follow the governor a lot more than what the House member on the Democrat side of the aisle do. So it very well could be that they're just following the governor. But I think you're going to see some people say, listen, we need to return this. It is, you know, the end of the session. We don't have a whole lot of time left. By the time we get to vetoes, you know, it's going to be Monday and Tuesday of next week. The following week, not tomorrow or for the next Tuesday, but it'll be the following week. And so we're at the end with not a whole lot of time to do much, so except just, you know, finish up the business of the legislature. So
is there, Mr. Speaker, are there any other bills that are heading to her desk that you think she might veto?
Yeah, you know, there's always stuff out there that she doesn't like. I mean, it's she is a veto queen. The budget bill she has on her desk right now, that'll probably be, you'll start seeing line item vetoes from her on that maybe as early as Tuesday or Wednesday of this next week. It could be Friday. Friday would be the last day because that's the last day that they have to veto anything. But I do think that we can see as many as 10 or 12 line item vetoes.
Jeez.
Which is not uncommon. I mean, I think last year she did 13 or 14. So, she's the most vetoing governor we've had. Probably you got to go way back in history to find one. Maybe in the early 1900s, there was one that would do as many as she did, but they didn't do it every year. And every year she is the veto queen. She loves the veto pen, but she hates to be overridden. And so it's my job to make sure we get all of our folks on board and we override as many of them as we can. We might as well make her sick while we're doing it.
Okay. So you
I'm saying that sick from overrides, not sick being sick.
Thank you for clarifying, Mr. Speaker. While she might be the veto queen, it gives you the opportunity to be the override king. Can I say that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Perfect. Well, Mr. Speaker, if folks want to connect with you, they can find you online at danhawkinskansas.com. Is that right?
Absolutely. Danhawkinskansas.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Mr. Speaker, thank you again for joining us this evening and good luck for that upcoming veto session.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.